Forests, Oropiating the Community Forest Association, CFA, and Kenya Forest Service, KFS, has delayed the afforestation initiative in a part of Mount Kenya Forest. 2 weeks after the onset of the rainy season, thousands of tree seedlings remain in the nursery as Kenya Forest Service pushes for the removal of officials of the Mount Kenya West, Nanyuki Community Forest Association. Also affected by the squabbles are dozens of farmers who cultivate in the forest, under the Plantation Establishment and Livelihood Improvement Scheme, PELIS. Nanyuki KFS station manager, Eustace Njega, it is alleged, is pushing for the removal of the Community Forest Association, CFA, executive, led by Chairman, Kariuki Mugo, on claims that a section of 750 members are dissatisfied with his leadership. We had a sensitization meeting on February 2, 2024, at CFA offices, if you can remember, and afterwards, we received a letter addressed to the CFA executive that they should do registration in conformity with Forest Conservation and Management Act 2016, Njega told the Mount Kenya West Nanyuki CFA members in Kanyoni, Thursday. Kairuki dismissed the claims and accused Njega of trying to manipulate the leadership for his own selfish interests, and alleges that a letter purported to have originated from the Chief Conservator of Forests, CFF, was a forgery. We are procedurally constituted and running our CFA legally, but since last year, we have had some squabbles from the forester, due to his own selfish gains, and what he is doing is outlawed. We are allowed in the forest as per the user rights we signed under PELIS, Kariuki maintained, adding that they signed the agreement recently allowing them to protect and conserve the forest. The CFA chairman vowed to remain put, saying that his terms and those of executive members expires in 2027, having been elected in 2022, and efforts to remove him are unprocedural. Farmers who have been cultivating and conserving the forest for over 10 years, now have expressed their worry over the simmering row that has now delayed planting of more than 150,000 tree seedlings. We have been farming in Kahurira Forest for about 10 years now, including planting of trees, so we call upon our government to allow us to continue cultivating, it is beneficial to us. We have planted a variety of trees in this forest since we began, said Joyce Nyawira, a Mount Kenya West Nanyuki CFA member. Esther Nyamu, Mount Kenya West Nanyuki CFA member, said that the conflict would affect their livelihood since they grow a variety of crops in the forest, as they conserve it. I have been practicing farming in the forest for more than 15 years, and now we have tree nurseries with nowhere to plant, due to the simmering row. We appeal for the stalemate to be addressed, urged Nyamu.